House rejects short-term spy law extension ahead of Friday deadline. Washington, a key spy law could expire after the House blocked its short-term reauthorization. The June 11 vote set back an effort to renew Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The measure required a two-thirds majority to advance. The final tally was 198-218. Just 7 Democrats joined 190 Republicans in voting in favor of the measure, while 19 Republicans joined 199 Democrats in voting against it. The bill would have extended Section 702 until July 2. President Donald Trump's selection of Bill Pulte as acting director of national intelligence drove Democratic opposition to reauthorizing Section 702. Democrats complained about his apparent lack of experience in the intelligence community. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters that Pulte's appointment is expected to be brief. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries dismissed the claim. "If there's no reason to pull Bill Pulte, according to Speaker Johnson, because he only will be there for a short period of time, that's the reason to pull Bill Pulte," he said. Pulte currently serves as director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency. The White House could attempt to bridge the gap with an executive order. In a June 6 letter to the White House, Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Tom Cotton and Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley recommended such a course of action in anticipation of a possible lapse. Some Republicans have voiced concerns about how the authority, though targeted at foreigners abroad, enables the incidental warrantless surveillance of Americans. Representative Thomas Massie celebrated the failed vote, calling Section 702 unconstitutional. Democrats cited the lack of a warrant provision for their opposition to an extension. "Just voted no again on a clean FISA reauthorization. We shouldn't allow the government to conduct warrantless surveillance of Americans, especially with Bill Pulte in charge," Representative Sarah Jacobs posted on X. "We were able to defeat the FISA extension bill, which would allow our government to spy on American citizens without a warrant," said Representative Diana DeGette on X. Proponents of Section 702 criticized the failed vote and said that its expiration is dangerous. "Congress just voted in a bipartisan way to unilaterally disarm our best intel collection that is invaluable for finding terrorists. This is stupid as the World Cup opens. Americans are less secure now than yesterday," Representative Don Bacon posted on X. Democrats once again are demonstrating that they are playing political games with the safety of the American public and our national security, said Representative Ron Estes on X. With nationwide celebrations like America 250 and the World Cup this summer, Democrats allowing FISA Section 702 to expire risks our ability to protect the public, thwart terrorist activity, and track our adversaries like Hamas and Iran, he added. The House is on recess until June 23. The Senate is looking to pass an extension on Thursday, but it is unlikely that Senate Majority Leader John Thune can get the necessary 60 votes to overcome a filibuster.